From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan urges the community to be proud of using homemade bicycles. BKPM holds collaboration between 56 large businesses and 196 MSMEs. Now the news in detail. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, urged Indonesian people to be proud of using homemade products, including local bicycles. The appeal was conveyed by Minister Luhut during the Bike Cycling for a Healthy and Advanced Indonesia held by the Ministry of Transportation at Gambir Station, Central Jakarta, Sunday, January 17. The event is part of the 2021 Indonesia Proud National Movement campaign. The event held with cycling activities and an exhibition of local bicycle products was carried out online and offline. He also said that the event, which takes place from 17 to 31st of January 2021, exhibits various conventional and electric-powered bicycle products made by the nation's children. A number of participating brands include United Bike, Volta, Jarvis, Celis, Rakata, Unifly, Dipa Bike, Petra Bike, Molly City, BF Goodrich, L Bike, and VR. Also participating in this exhibition were various micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, under the guidance of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia, or Pelindo 2, PT Kereta Api Indonesia, PT BRI, and Bank Indonesia. The Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, held a signing ceremony for cooperation commitments between 56 large businesses and 196 micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, on Monday, January 18. The program was held to reaffirm the importance of partnerships between investments made by large national and foreign entrepreneurs and national entrepreneurs in the regions or local MSMEs in the investment project area. This was stated by head of BKPM Bahlil Lahadalia in a written statement as reported by Antara News Agency in Jakarta, Sunday, January 17. This program collaborates with 56 large businesses consisting of 29 foreign investments or PMA and 27 domestic investments or PMDN with 196 MSMEs spread throughout Indonesia. Bahlil also remarked that in accordance with the direction of President Joko Widodo, every investment that enters must be integrated with national entrepreneurs or local MSMEs. The influx of investment into Indonesia is expected to have a positive impact on the national economy, especially in the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic. Several Indonesian soldiers from the 11MA Combat Engineering Detachment, or Denzipur, have assisted the construction of the Ashifa Islamic Boarding School in Sidomulyo Village, Semangga Sub-District, Merauke District, Papuan Province. Ashifa Islamic Boarding School Principal KPOH Ah Soleh received by Antara News Agency on Sunday, January 17, said that the Army personnel's community service reflected the Indonesian military's, or TNI's, care for improving the quality of education for children in Papua. Soleh was so thankful for the Combat Engineering Detachment's personnel who had participated in building the Islamic boarding school, which was developed from a Quran recitation learning center. The TNI was expected to keep upholding its unity with local tribal, community, and religious leaders. Now we move to international news. Britain's government hopes to ease some lockdown restrictions in March as it presses ahead with Europe's fastest rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. This was stated by Foreign Minister Dominic Raab on Sunday. The country, which also has Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, has been under national lockdown since January 5, with schools closed for most pupils, non-essential businesses shut, and people ordered to work from home where possible. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set a target of vaccinating the oldest age groups, the clinically vulnerable, and frontline workers, roughly 14 million people, by the middle of February. He has said that England can consider easing lockdown restrictions from that time if all goes smoothly. Austria will extend its COVID-19 lockdown with the goal to start easing restrictions from February 8. The catering and tourism sectors will not be able to reopen in February. Austria, a country of 8.9 million people, is in its third lockdown with only essential shops open. The country has reported nearly 390,000 coronavirus cases and almost 7,000 COVID-19-linked deaths since the pandemic began last year. People who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 should be allowed to go to restaurants and cinemas earlier than others. This was stated by German Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs Heiko Maas. He contradicted other cabinet members who have so far opposed special freedoms for those inoculated. Minister Heiko Maas also said that the state had massively restricted people's basic rights in order to contain infections and avoid overwhelming hospitals. A spokesperson for the Justice Ministry told Reuters it was out of the question to treat vaccinated people differently, while it had not been scientifically proven that vaccination also prevents transmission of the virus. We end the news with China's economic recovery that likely accelerated in the fourth quarter, driven by stronger demand at home and abroad and policy stimulus, which is expected to provide a solid boost into 2021. Analysts polled by Reuters forecast GDP grew 6.1% in October to December from a year earlier, accelerating from the third quarter's 4.9% pace. That would bring its full-year expansion to 2.1%, likely making China the only major economy to see growth last year, but still the country's weakest pace in more than four decades. On a quarterly basis, growth likely quickened to 3.2% in October to December from 2.7% in the previous quarter. China will release fourth quarter and 2020 gross domestic product or GDP data on Monday, along with December factory output, retail sales, and fixed assets investment. Well, listener, that was the news.
After the tragedy of the Sriwijaya airplane crash in the waters of Kepulauan Seribu on Saturday, January 9th, other disasters came one after another in various regions in Indonesia. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake occurred in West Sulawesi, precisely in Mamuju, on January 15th, destroying various buildings, including the West Sulawesi Governor's Office, and causing dozens of deaths. This was followed by floods that hit almost the entire province of South Kalimantan, resulting in hundreds of thousands of residents forced to flee to safer areas. A day later, on January 16th, there was an eruption of Mount Semeru in East Java. Of course, the lava that comes out of the mountains needs to be watched out so as not to cause casualties. To be sure, this eruption adds to the length of disaster conditions that must be watched out for and anticipated in various regions in Indonesia. In addition, what is still of concern is the COVID-19 pandemic. In Indonesia, the number of those infected with the COVID-19 virus continues to increase. The vaccination process has indeed started. This was starting from the health workers who get the first turn to be vaccinated, followed by other Indonesian people in order of priority. Although it will take time, given the large population of Indonesia and its vast geographic conditions with so many islands, it is hoped that the vaccination process that has been planned by the government can run smoothly. Thus, the COVID-19 pandemic can be gradually overcome. Disaster conditions are nothing new in Indonesia. Indonesia's position, which is said to be in the Ring of Fire area because it is surrounded by active volcanoes, has indeed made the land very fertile. But at the same time, this holds the potential for seismicity and volcanic eruptions. Which are sometimes quite violent. Likewise with floods, it happens quite often in Indonesia. Indonesia's readiness to face disasters is determined by a series of anticipatory steps both by the government and people. Standard evacuation procedures and education from the start will determine the number of people who are successfully mitigated in a disaster condition. Disaster infrastructures and facilities have also been prepared in disaster-prone areas, such as sirens marking the arrival of an earthquake with a certain magnitude, or the readiness of the evacuation site, and so on. Each region in Indonesia has already a disaster management agency, which is expected to be able to move synergistically with the community and various aid agencies that come from within and outside the country when dealing with disasters. Both the earthquake in Mamuju and the floods in South Kalimantan still caused casualties. It seems that even though the country is ready in infrastructure, the Indonesian people are still not fully aware and trained to face disasters that have never been known when they will occur. It is everyone's responsibility to build that awareness. Hopefully, what happened in early 2021 will be a reminder for all Indonesian citizens to be more vigilant and ready to face disasters, whatever they may be. Listener, that's commentary. Listener, our daily segment Today in History starts with the event on January 18, 1919, on the opening of the Peace Conference in Paris. The 1919 Paris Peace Conference was a conference organized by the winners of World War I to negotiate a peace treaty between the Allies and Central Powers that have been lost. The conference was opened at the Palace of Versailles on 18 of January 1919. It involved diplomats from 32 countries, and the main decision was the creation of the League of Nations and 5 peace treaties with the losing nations, the granting of German and Ottoman property rights abroad as a mandate, especially to Britain and France. Next event was in 1964 when the Beatles appeared on the Billboard magazine charts for the first time. The Beatles appeared on the Billboard magazine charts for the first time on January 18, 1964. This band was also named the most successful rock musician in the 60s.
The Beatles is one of the earliest and most influential rock bands of the modern era. The Beatles, consisting of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, was viewed as the embodiment of progressive ideas, influencing the sociocultural revolution in the 60s. The last event is that in 1966, there was students' huge demonstration of discontent with the handling of the September 30th movement. After the September 30th, 1965 movement of the Indonesian Communist Party, PKI, the public were disappointed and angry because President Sukarno's government had not taken much action and the national economy had deteriorated. Finally, the demonstration movements emerged, demanding the dissolution of the PKI and its mass organizations, and PKI figures were tried in accordance with the applicable laws in Indonesia. Until January 18, 1966, there was a huge demonstration by youths and students who were members of the Pancasila Front towards the State Secretariat building, who demanded economic change by the government. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Menyenangkan hati, menempati lazuar di melintasi bumi. Anganku cemerlang berhiaskan warna-warna. Akan ku jelaskan, ku harap saat senja. Nirwana berwarna-warni, keagungan pencipta tiada batas, menyenangkan hati, menempati lazuar di melintasi bumi. Anganku cemerlang berhiaskan pelangi.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi on Thursday, January 14th, launched virtually the digital trading platform Indonesia Store IDN Store. This platform is to encourage the penetration of Indonesian products, especially small and medium enterprises SMEs products to China, including Hong Kong and Taiwan. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi in his statement emphasized that it is time for all export-oriented Indonesian SMEs to optimize the use of digital platforms to improve their export performance. Lutfi said, accelerating the use of technology has proven to be an effective and efficient tool to promote export products, including the provision of data and information as a basis for business decision-making. IDN Store is a digital trading platform that uses three languages, namely Indonesian, English, and Mandarin. The platform is expected to enable business-to-business B2B and business-to-consumer B2C transactions between registered Indonesian business players and potential buyers in those countries. In addition, this platform also provides live virtual exhibition features and QR codes that support virtual promotional activities. Thousands of Indonesian products with various categories from more than 1,000 business players have been featured on the IDN Store. These products include agricultural products, marine products, automotive products, food and beverages, clothing, health and beauty products, handicraft products, and home decorations. According to Muhammad Lutfi, currently there are several problems faced by SMEs, including limited production capacity, capital, human resources, the ability to meet standards, and limitations in product marketing. Therefore, digital promotion is one solution that can help SMEs in marketing their products, especially in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. He added, in the near future, PT Pos Indonesia will sign a cooperation agreement with China Honden Industrial Park Co. Ltd. to help facilitate the distribution of goods from Indonesia to all areas of mainland China. Meanwhile, the Indonesian ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, said that the IDN Store is expected to be able to reach market gaps that cannot be reached through conventional promotional activities. Moreover, this is also supported by the rapid growth in the number of internet users in China. Listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you. Check. I'm out of time. Every time I tell you something, anything leads to nothing. Can we take this back to my place? I promise I'ma take care of your feelings. You know how I've been missing. I'ma hold you tight and we can take it slow. You fix me. Girl, I feel so lucky. Somewhat you complete me. You're the missing pieces of my puzzle, baby. Every night I touch you gently. Mix your life so completely. And every time you need me, I'll be there for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I say I'll give it all. Take trips to New York. Girl, I'll take care of you. Morning caffeine and a late night sipping and a midnight hugging. Girl, I'll take care of you.
I'ma take care of you, baby. Hey, baby, we've had a good thing going lately, and that's alright with me. I'ma show you my loyalty. Baby, you're all mine. I love you, I'll say the same thing till the day the world stops spinning. I'll give you the rest of me, and I want you to know. Come to me and rest easily, or we could talk things out till three. 'Cause your love gives me the nectar of the soul, baby. You help me see the world so differently. The marvels of the world are in front of me. And every time you need me, I'll be there for you.
Last night was an epic night, yeah. We vibed out, saw the moonlight, yeah. The stars out, then we shine bright. Freaky all night, sipping Henny till we falls out, yeah. Modern day Bonnie and Clyde, man, yeah. Then we got the power to get that bone, man. Every time we step to a joint, face go red, turning, we finesse. And every time I see the angel eyes flow, the wonderful, sexy body shimmering slow. Got a brother so high while we feeling loco. Hands down, one of a kind, definitely on my mind. I'll open doors for you, making everyday meals for you. Take you out to see the world for you, and I'll care for you. We'll vacay up in Norway, making babies, bumping side of every day, hey.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, uwi is a kind of edible tuber. It is white and stringy. This plant is so popular in East Nusa Tenggara province. Before getting to know rice, farmers throughout Manggarai Raya, East Nusa Tenggara, have already known the uwi as a staple food. As a staple food, the local community initially cultivated the uwi plant that grew in the forest. Now the farmers have planted uwi that are scattered throughout the fields at the village of Manggarai Raya. Apart from being used as a staple food, the uwi is also used as the main ingredient in the Kewur Uwi ritual. annual ritual inherited by the ancestors of all residents of Pauwa village, Manggarai Raya. It is a sign of the start of the rice harvest, which is scattered on the slopes and hills around the village. The rice in the fields cannot be harvested if the Kewur Uwi ritual has not been carried out. All farmers in the South Elar sub-district obey this ritual. The Kewur Uwi ritual is carried out every April in the agricultural calendar of the local residents. This ritual is held massively in all villages in the South Elar sub-district. The local residents hold it for one day only, and it is held from house to house. Ritual, the uwi is burned to serve. In addition to the uwi, the local residents also serve gan rupang, a meal wrapped in young bamboo leaves. Rupang is a traditional meal from some tribes in the South Elar sub-district. It is always served during the Kewur Uwi ritual. Before the uwi and rupang are enjoyed, the traditional elders will pray for the meal. When the Kewur Uwi ritual takes place, women are prohibited to eat. The residents are prohibited from beating drums and gongs at local traditional houses. Drumming and gong beating can be carried out when the ritual has been completed. In addition to the sign of the start of the rice harvest, the Kewur Uwi ritual is a legacy of the people of South Elar to honor the universe, ancestors, and the creator of life who provided staple food for local residents before getting to know rice. Until now, the ritual has been preserved and has even become a tourism attraction in Manggarai Raya, East Nusa Tenggara. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you. me now I'm ready to sing and swing. Superstardom one step away. You will be amazed.
Now it's time for my brand new day. Time to shine, cause I won't let this fade to gray.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Apa Bedanya, which means what's the difference? Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about apa bedanya, which means what's the difference. On Car Free Day, when Kevin is jogging, a young kid is crying because his balloon is burst. Kevin wants to buy him a new balloon. A balloon seller asks Kevin to choose which balloon he wants to buy.
Pak, saya ingin membeli balon.
Silahkan dipilih, nak.
Berapa jenis balon yang Bapak jual?
Ada banyak. Silahkan dilihat-lihat dulu.
Berapa harga balon yang merah ini, Pak?
Harganya Rp3.000.
Kalau yang hijau, Pak?
Rp5.000.
Apa perbedaan balon yang merah dengan yang hijau, Pak?
Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, nak.
Kalau begitu, saya beli dua ya, Pak.
Yang mana, nak? Yang merah atau yang hijau?
Yang hijau, Pak.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely, apa bedanya, apa bedanya, which means, what's the difference? I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya ingin membeli balon, saya ingin membeli balon, which means, I want to buy the balloon. Silakan dipilih, which means, please choose one. Silakan dilihat-lihat dulu. Silakan dilihat-lihat dulu, which means please have a look. Berapa harga balon ini? Berapa harga balon ini, which means how much is this balloon? Rp3.000. Rp3.000, which means Rp3.000. Apa perbedaan yang merah dengan yang hijau? Apa perbedaan yang merah dengan yang hijau, which means what's the difference between the red and the green one? Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Which means the green balloon is bigger than the red one. Bahasa Indonesia. Bahasa Indonesia, which means Indonesian language. Nilaimu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku. Nilaimu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku, which means your score is better than mine. Rumahmu lebih bagus daripada rumahku. Rumahmu lebih bagus daripada rumahku, which means your house is nicer than mine. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu, which means my handwriting is less bigger than yours. Lebih tinggi. Lebih tinggi, which means taller. Rambut lurus, which means straight hair. Gemuk, gemuk, which means fat. In the dialogue, there is an expression, balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah. Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, which means the green balloon is bigger than the red one. The expression is used to compare two green and red balloons. Besides the expression, lebih daripada, which means more than, there is also another expression for comparison, namely, kurang daripada, which means less than. The comparative expression is usually followed by adjective. For example, nilai bahasa Indonesiamu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku. Nilai bahasa Indonesiamu lebih bagus daripada nilaiku, which means your Indonesian score is better than mine. Rumahmu lebih jauh daripada rumahku. Rumahmu lebih jauh daripada rumahku, which means your house is further than mine. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu. Tulisanku kurang besar daripada tulisanmu, which means my handwriting is less bigger than yours. Besides for comparing objects, the comparative expression is also used to compare people. For example, Ari lebih tinggi daripada Andi. Ari lebih tinggi daripada Andi, which means Ari is taller than Andi. Rambut Maya lebih lurus daripada Sarah. Rambut Maya lebih lurus daripada Sarah, which means Maya's hair is straighter than Sarah's. Aku kurang gemuk daripada kamu. Aku kurang gemuk daripada kamu, which means I'm less fatter than you. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pak, saya ingin membeli balon.
Silahkan dipilih, nak.
Berapa jenis balon yang Bapak jual?
Ada banyak. Silahkan dilihat-lihat dulu.
Berapa harga balon yang merah ini, Pak?
Harganya Rp3.000.
Kalau yang hijau, Pak?
Rp5.000.
Apa perbedaan balon yang merah dengan yang hijau, Pak?
Balon yang hijau lebih besar daripada yang merah, nak.
Kalau begitu, saya beli dua ya, Pak.
Yang mana, nak? Yang merah atau yang hijau?
Yang hijau, Pak.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Terang Bulan. The keroncong song Terang Bulan is an old song with simple and short tones and lyrics. Although the lyrics of this song are short, this song contains advice for women not to easily believe in men's seduction. From the lyrics, it can be seen that this song is taken from a folk pantun or rhyming poetry, which contains advice. The song lyrics also have repeated sentences. The cheerful rhythm makes this song enjoyable. Well, listener, here is Teti Supangat with a keroncong song entitled Terang Bulan. Happy listening!
Terang bulan di pinggir kali, matimu disangkalah mati. Jangan percaya mulutnya lelaki. Terang bulan di pinggir kali, mayatimu disangkalah mati. Jangan percaya
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id. or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adalah. See you on the next English program.